Chris Cottrell with you here on Saturday morning sports talk on KNEB 960 and 100.3 FM. Also online, you can listen at KNEB.com. Proud to be bringing in, excited to talk to brand new head wrestling coach over at Gearing High School, Jared Berger. Gearing and Activities Director Glenn Koski made the announcement a few days back. Coach, appreciate you taking a few minutes here on KNEB. Congratulations on the new gig. Looking forward to talking to you here for a little while.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's just start at the top. A struggle over the last few years for the Gearing Wrestling program. You've been involved as an assistant coach when Coach Barron stepped aside. What was the thought process for you like? Did you know immediately you wanted the job? Did you kind of have to maybe, you know, go through a thought process that said, yeah, this is what I want to do? Take us through the steps of how you went about trying to find if this was going to be right for you.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a job that, you know, I've wanted for a long time. You know, being from Gearing and going through the program as I did as a kid and then through high school, you know, when my wife and I decided to move back, one of my goals was, you know, to eventually become the head coach at the Gearing program. You know, it's been a lot to me over the years. You know, obviously my dad was successful through the program. I have cousins that have been successful, myself, and then you know, I have young kids as well that, you know, I want to go through the program. So it's been a lot to me over the years, and you know, it's just something that I want to do. I enjoy coaching kids, and Gearing's a place where I want to do it. And so it was, yeah, right away I knew it was something that I was going to go after as soon as the opportunity was right.
You know, it's interesting when there's coaching changes or hires, it's always – you try to gauge the excitement level of others around town. A few days ago, I started to get wind that this could be happening. A lot of people getting a hold of me saying, if that's the fact and that's the hire, that's a tremendous move for Gearing. So when you've kind of got that hype building up a little bit, that's got to make you feel good that a lot of people think that you're the right guy for the job.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's awesome. It's really nice to hear those things from people, you know. This community's meant so much to me over the years, and it's supported me, you know, growing up and you know, as my athletic career kind of went through Gearing. It's fun to see. And I know there's a lot of former wrestlers and alumni that still live here and are still in this community in Panhandle. You know, they take a lot of pride in being from Gearing. So, yeah, it's fun to hear that kind of stuff. I really appreciate it.
I've worked closely with many of the Gearing coaches over the last few years, and many of them, to a man or woman, have said, we just want to break what maybe an outside perception of Gearing is a losing culture in some of these sports. I know Coach Eckert dealing with that on the football side of things. I know the wrestling team's been down a little bit. As stepping in as a head coach, what's maybe your number one goal to set the tone and get this thing back on track?
It is. It's expectations day one, you know, and holding kids accountable. And I think for me, you know, being someone that was brought up through this great tradition, it's a lot of pride and taking pride in what you do, not just, you know, in the wrestling room on the mat, but, you know, outside in the community and how you just, you know, how you represent yourself, you know, and your program, you know, all those things are kind of encompassing and something we're going to work very, very hard towards, you know, not only represent yourself in the wrestling mat, but in the community as well, and, you know, taking pride in what we do and how we go about our work. Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to come back and see Gearing kind of in the state it's in right now. And so that's a huge reason and a big, big initiative and goal of mine to bring back that winning tradition and, you know, have kids be proud to be from Gearing.
Yeah, so you look at this as a pride thing. I mean, you want to turn this thing around and you're tired of seeing Gearing be down.
Absolutely, yes. It's a big pride thing for me, and something that, yeah, we're, and I'm not just wrestling. It's Gearing as a whole. You know, the education. It's, you know, all the sports. I want Gearing to be successful in everything. It's, you know, not only, you know, for myself, but, you know, for my kids coming through, and everyone else that's, you know, has kids and grew up in Gearing. It's important. It's important to me.
It's KNEB Sports Talk here on a Saturday morning, visiting with brand new head wrestling coach over at Gearing, Jared Berger. Coach, let's go back to your wrestling days at Gearing, a four-time state qualifier, a two-time state champion. You've been there. You've done that. You can relay what those experiences are like. 2000 as a junior, 119-pound state champion in Class B. Tell me about that. What was it like?
It was good. It was fun. You know, I had goals. You know, I'd set goals before I was a freshman in high school, and, you know, it was to be a two-time state champ and to, you know, equal my dad. My dad was a two-time state champ, so you know, those are big goals of mine growing up, and something that, you know, pushed me and motivated me every single day because I saw his name up on the wall, you know, and I wanted my name to be right next to it. And, you know, going through my junior season, tough sophomore season, you know, I lost in the semifinals. You get back to state, you know, it was all business, and it was focus, and, you know, just wanted to win, got into the finals, and, you know, I felt pretty good, and I nobody was going to stop me. I was confident, and, you know, it worked out, so it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Definitely a self-starter if you've got goals as a youngster like that to be a multiple state champion. Did you feel the pressure? Did you put pressure on yourself heading into your senior year, knowing you'd already got one under the belt and all you needed was that one more to kind of reach that goal you set for yourself?
Yeah, there was a little bit of pressure. You know, I actually lost. I didn't lose at all my junior year, and then I lost my senior year and got caught and pinned, and that really kind of helped refocus me and put some things in perspective, and took quite a bit of pressure off myself. And that was at the Shattern tournament. So from that point forward, you know, I just steamrolled through everyone, you know, because it was all business, and I was focused on, you know, not worrying about losing. I was focused on, you know, winning and going after that last title. And, you know, my goals at that point had shifted towards, you know, becoming a collegiate, you know, wrestler and getting, you know, getting recognized by different colleges and going that direction. So, yeah, I was very focused.
Jared Berger, new head wrestling coach over at Gearing High School, his alma mater, a couple of times state champion. So from high school to UNL in Lincoln, wrestled for then head coach Tim Newman. He was in charge for, 15 years in charge of the Husker program. What's it like wrestling at a big-time program at the college level?
It was good. Actually, Mark Manning, Tim had just resigned the year before I got there. So Mark Manning actually was the coach when I actually started wrestling there. And it was good. It's very much your job there. You're there to wrestle. You're there to, you know, be competitive. And every single day it's a battle in the wrestling room. And that's the great, you know, experience that I had being there, you know, working with, you know, best wrestlers in the country, you know, and some of the best coaches in the country. And it really raises a level of, you know, of wrestling and understanding the sport to, you know, to a different degree than you did in high school. I really enjoyed it. It was a great experience.
What about a highlight? Do you have a highlight or two, something that really stood out for your college career?
Yeah, you know, I guess as far as like a highlight in competition, I beat Cliff Moore at a tournament in Omaha. He was at Iowa. He was one of Iowa kids. You know, I think he was ranked number one or two in the nation that at the time I beat him, and he ended up winning a national championship. So that was pretty big highlight. Probably one of my biggest wins ever. Although it really didn't mean a bunch. It was just an open tournament. But you know, that's kind of stuff that, you know, it was fun to relive that and think about it, and something I kind of take pride in.
Was Dan Gable still coaching Iowa at that time?
No, Dan had retired. It was actually Jim Zaleski was the coach at the time. Tom Brand was the coach at the time.
Pretty prestigious program there. Definitely a career highlight, knocking off a kid who wrestled for the Hawkeyes, that's for sure. So you're now back at Gearing. Let's take a little bit of a look at the state of the program. Obviously, you've been fairly hands-on. What do you have coming back? What do you have to work with? And how quickly do you think you can get this turned around? And how difficult a task is it?
We, you know, it's always going to be a challenge. You know, whenever there's a turnover in a program, there's challenge. I mean, I went through it at UNL. Newman retired. Manning was a coach. There's still a lot of people that were Newman recruits, Newman guys. And so there's some contention there. I think being an assistant coach the last few years, I know the kids, and, you know, and I think they understand my philosophy and kind of know what direction we're going to go in. We have a lot coming back. We're going to have a great junior class now that's going to be seniors, a bunch of really talented kids there that we're looking for big things from. Likewise with kids coming up, we got some outstanding kids that are going to be freshmen next year, and a couple of good freshmen that will be sophomores next year, you know, that we're really looking forward to having those guys on board. And you know, those kids have gone through the club and done all the tournaments and put so much time and effort into it. This is the time when we can go out and we can showcase them and really, you know, help them get to that next level. And I feel that's kind of the missing component and something that I think I can bring to the table as a head coach and really help kids get to that next level and identifying that level.
Yeah, excuse me. You mentioned the youth programs. How important is youth wrestling at the foundational levels, building kids up, keeping them involved from the young ages so that by the time they get to you at the high school level, they're prepared, they kind of know what you're looking for, and they've wrestled a ton of matches. How big are those youth programs for you?
Oh, they're huge, and you know they're the foundation of the high school program. I mean, you know, as a high school coach, you get the privilege to really showcase these kids on the state level at the state tournament, and that's awesome. It's all the work and the grinding, and you know the hours and the traveling and all the stuff that these kids put in when they're, you know, time they're, you know, 7 years old all the way through middle school, really. And it's very important. That's the foundation of the sport, you know, is building, you know, from the kids club all the way through and having that same kind of drive and pride in what you do. And, you know, that if the philosophy is the same from the kids club all the way through to high school, I think, you know, that's definitely on the right track. And so I take, you know, great pride in having Frank Vibera as the coach at Gearing. He does a great job and has the kids going in the right direction. And it's, you know, they're doing some special things down there.
When you've got a program like Scott's Bluff so close to you, you could probably look at it a bunch of different ways. Really a barometer, a measuring stick type program with all the success they've had over the last couple of years, more than that now at this point. How do you combat that, and how do you get to keep all your kids in your program and build from there?
It's great to have Scott's Bluff be successful for us. I mean, it's a challenge. It's, you know, the rivalry is awesome, and I love that rivalry. Obviously, you know, I grew up with it, and you know, it's good to see them have success for the Panhandle in general, because you know, so much of the wrestling success is geared back east. But as far as what we do, you know, as a team, and something that I always preach to our kids is we're going to control what we can control, and we're going to control what we do in the practice room and kind of build our culture and build our, you know, our philosophy from within. And, you know, the kids that we have, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, unfortunately kids do want to jump ship and go to where they have the best opportunity. But I think as coach going forward, that's one of my jobs, is to provide the best opportunity to be successful. And I think we have, you know, the right makeup of kids and coaching staff to do that. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
If or have you met with guys that have been on the team since the news became official? And if that's the case, what's been your message to those kids, either as a group, as a whole, or individually?
I've talked to a couple of them. You know, they called, congratulated me. I think they're excited. I know we had a couple of kids that were thinking about moving, going to a different school, and I think they're staying now, so that's great to hear. We have a meeting set up to meet with them and parents. I think it's great to get parents involved. You know, my message to them is, you know, we're gonna you know, have some expectations set, and it's gonna start now, and work our way through summer, and then set some real goals to and work towards achieving them. And I think, you know, kind of one bite at a time, one piece at a time. But you know, we're looking for big things, and I want those kids to understand that you know, the expectations are gonna be pretty high, but you know, they're very capable of achieving them.
Pretty exciting time right now, it sounds like, for Gearing High School Wrestling. Jared Berger, glad to have had you on the program this morning. Congratulations in your new job as head wrestling coach. I know a lot of folks around the area are pretty excited and pumped up that you're the man now in charge. And I'm based on what we've heard from you this morning, you're going to hold the kids to a high standard, having come from the program and things like that. So best of luck, congratulations, and we look forward to talking with you down the road, Coach.
Sounds great. Really appreciate the time. Thank you.
You bet. And that'll do it for Sports Talk here this morning on KNEB.